Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh, what joy,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray you've had a good evening and a good night, and that you I'm still walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come in prayer now in Jesus' name. We come seeking for the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this study, Father, and to bring to us knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of the truth of this word, Father, so that we cannot be deceived by those that are teaching contrary to this word, Father. Now, Father, we ask you, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be present with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be going this morning to Romans chapter 2. Now, Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgeth. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does the same thing. Now, you know, if we are the children of Almighty God, we do know that there are things others are doing that are wrong. But we are not their judge. And if we try to be, then in God's eyes, we are wrong. Because that is not our work. That is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now herein too, for we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. You see, we're warned about everything in our life that we should not do and be doing. But we do, don't we? If we're not careful and walking in the word of Almighty God and walking in the Spirit, we're going to be doing things that we shouldn't be doing. Now, three. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Oh, there's no way that you're going to escape. That's why he's letting us know. So don't do it. Now, there are things we will see others do that is against God's word, and we should talk to them about it. But we're not their judge here in Florida. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, the forbearance, the long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? The goodness of God leads us to repentance. And we know that it takes that Holy Spirit touching our hearts and our minds and letting us know that we are in need of something outside of ourselves that will lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ and to repent of our sins and put our trust and faith in him. You know, for some, that's impossible for them to do because they think more highly of themselves than they do of the Lord God. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. We can look for all things, can't we? Now, six. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Because you see, the deeds that you are doing in your lifetime comes from the heart. And actually, it is proof of what's in your heart. Now, whether your deeds are going to be godly or whether they're going to be evil depends on your heart. Too many of us believe that it's all right. You know, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe he died on the cross. I believe he was resurrected and he went back to heaven. But then our belief stops there. Because for one, we don't take time to really get into God's Word. If you was to spend time every day and I'm talking about quite a bit of time every day in God's Word your whole lifetime and you live to be well in age, you are still not going to know everything that's there. Some things you will study, you don't use very often, and it kind of slips your memory. That's why we are to continually get into His Word. That's why I'm having these Bible studies, morning and evening. And so that we can keep our heart filled with the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can live in that heart because it is pure and clean. Because you see, if it's not, He's not going to. He's not going to live there. If it's not pure and clean, He is not going to live there. And if He don't live there, you're not going to make it. Because you're not going to be able to take care and to keep yourself pure and clean. It takes Him. Jesus cleaned you up. He forgave your sins. But the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us knowledge, gives us the wisdom to use it. And He's the one there to guide our actions and to let us know what God is wanting from each one of us. Now, verse 7, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. What are you really seeking for today? The things of this world? You seeking for a new car, a new home? You want a better home? You want one that's better than anything else in your community? Or are you looking for a large bank account so that you can have just anything that comes to your mind that you really feel you need or want? No. What we need to be seeking for is the immortality of the eternal. And the way we do that is by working with the Lord our God and doing what He will ask of us to do. And wanting Him first in our lives. He comes before anything or anyone. If you're married, He comes before your wife. He comes before your parents. He comes before your job. There is a priority for your life. He's number one. If you're married, your spouse is number two. Your family and then your work. That's the way your priority should be. And if you have it set up that way, you'll find out just how well it works, how great it is. Well, if I set it up that way, is it going to take away all my trouble? No. Because you see, Satan wants you. You're the one he wants. Those that don't belong to God, he's already got. At least for the time being. He's after those that are either the children of God or that is seeking to be the children. That's why we are to be out there working in the field of harvest to give him a black eye and help by sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to take away from him and bring to the Lord Jesus Christ and to Almighty God. Now, verse 8, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth. What truth? The truth of God's word. Because God's word is truth. He is the one that spoke it, that gave it. And the Holy Spirit is the one that had these men to record it. These men didn't record this on their own. It was done by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. You see, when you don't serve him, you're serving the other one. There's no in between. And we can't straddle the fence. You're just talking about number 9. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jews first and also of the Gentiles. Now you see, it's letting them know that there's going to be tribulation and anguish upon every soul that is doing evil. Now, for those that are his, verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Now, you see, he tells us that we can have glory, honor, and peace. But it don't mean that we're not going to have tribulation either. Because Satan will come against us to persecute us. We're told that in the Word. But, you see, the thing about it is, we know that we are the children of God. And we know that we are not going through this tribulation by ourselves, that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are there with us, giving us the strength, the guidance, and the ability to make it through whatever that tribulation is. And let me tell you something else. The Lord lets us know that too. But anyway, I want to share it with you. Although you are going through a tribulation, a persecution, you are still walking at peace with God. You can still have joy in your heart. You will still have joy in your heart. That inner man is not disturbed about it, because he knows what's going on, and it's not bothering him, because the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is right there with him, holding him. The flesh may hurt a little bit, but you see, that spiritual man even can control that to a big extent, and still walk filled with peace and joy. Now, for as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Now, we know that really we're not under the law anymore. But there's a lot of them out there that are actually trying to live by it, that don't realize that's what they're doing. Because they are trying to live partly by the Word of God and partly on things of deception that has been taught them through the years. Now, verse 14. For when the Gentiles which have not the law, see, we that are not Jewish, we've never had the law. We've never lived by the Mosaic law. Do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. You hear what that's telling you? That you don't have the Lord God. You don't have that Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither are you living under the law. You have become a law of your own. Most of that is due to pride and doing what you selfishly want to do. Now, 15, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. Looking for excuses. 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Think about it. Now, here in 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and maketh thy boast of God. 18, and knoweth his will, and approveth the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. Now, 19. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. Those under the law, see, they believe. This is their belief. And we're reading here. Now, 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth of the law. Thou therefore which teacheth another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, does thou steal? Or you're telling someone not to lie? How many lies have you told in your lifetime that you've never been forgiven for and probably are still doing? And we're told in the Word of God that a liar will never make heaven his home. A liar's not going to get into heaven. Now, not without going and being forgiven and becoming that born-again child of God. Because as we know, and as we've been studying, we've already found out, no one that is not born again will ever enter into the kingdom of God. All right, now, 22. Thou that saith a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhors idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Think about these things. Think hardly about it. 23. Thou that makest thy boast of the law, though breaking the law, dishonoreth thou God. You see, that's why the Lord came, because they wasn't and couldn't keep the law. And that was bringing dishonor. And he come to give us a way we could make heaven our home and not be dishonoring our God. Now, but we have a choice. We can either follow him or follow Satan, which is your choice today. You're going to spend time in church? You're going to spend time in his word? Are you going to find you a church that is teaching the truth of God's word and not teaching contrary to it? Just because you hear his name once in a while in church doesn't mean they are teaching the truth. Yes, they're using some scripture, but they're using it to make it say what they want said, not what it is saying. Now, 24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. You're not living your life by this word. with God first in your life. He and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You bless him. Bless him and God. 25. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. You break that law in any one point, you broke it all. That's why they couldn't keep it. But it wasn't keeping it. 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? That's why when God brought the Gentile people in and gave us the same thing as he was given to his own, the Jewish people, it was told, because you see, they kept insisting that we had to be circumcised, and he said, no. It's all there. We're going to be getting into a whole lot of this stuff as we go through this Bible. You're going to find a lot of things going on out here in this world and in our churches that should not be going on. Not my word, but his word will let us know these things. Now, 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision thus transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. You see, we carry a circumcision, yes. But men, he's not talking about our circumcision of our flesh. He's talking here about the circumcision of our heart, where the evil and Satan has been cut out of and has been replaced by the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we continue replacing every day. Putting in the things of the Word of Almighty God to live thereby. To keep us on that pathway of righteousness. Now, he goes on to tell us here that he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. Just got through telling you that. You see? I wouldn't tell you something that's not in his word. In the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. I don't want the praise of man. I want the praise of God on my life. Because you see, that's the only way we're going to make heaven our home. Think about it. Think about that, will you? I'm going to stop here for this morning. We're not going to get in chapter 3. It's another pretty long one. But God willing, we'll be back into chapter 3 at 6 p.m. this evening to see what God has for us there. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray that we can be used this day. Use us in some great way, Father, today. Not to lift us up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Help us to bring praise to him, to bring honor to him, to bring glory to him, and to bring the lost to him for repentance, for forgiveness. And so that they can fulfill their plan of salvation and walk as your children, Father. Now, Father, we pray for those that are sick, that they reach out and accept the healing that has been given to them over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus took everything to the cross. And we are told by your word that by his stripes we are healed. Now, Father, let everyone that is in need of healing understand that, accept that, claim it, and watch it be done. Now, Father, watch over us today. Keep us safe. Keep us in health. Bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work within our families and help to bring those that are walking in darkness to a saving light, that light being Jesus. And it's in his sweet, precious name, that name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, all. Hold on to Jesus. He'll hold on to you. Have a great day.